In 8.5 days, we'll all be home doing Bedikas Chametz, except for those of us who are going to Eretz Yisrael, always encouraged. But the rest of us will be stuck here doing Bedikas Chametz. And the Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, which is source number one on these source sheets, records an enigmatic comment of Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodeg Tzorech Sheyevarech. Anyone who does Bedikas Chametz must say a bracha beforehand. My Mivarech, what is the Nosach of the bracha? Rav Papa Yom Shredi Rava Levarech Chametz. Rav Papa Yom Shredi Rava Albir Chametz. Okay, there's an important machloket there. Do you say Asher Kedushan Mitzvot of the Tzvanu Levarech Chametz? Or do you say Albir Chametz? That machloket is certainly necessary for us to learn. Exactly how do we say the bracha? It's very unclear how to say many of these brachos and mitzvot. But what is Rav Yehuda coming to teach us? Habodeg Tzorech Sheyevarech. Someone who does Bedikas Chametz has to say a bracha. Every time we do a mitzvah, we say a bracha. That's no chiddush to us. The Gemara Pesachim doesn't tell us ha'ochel masa tzorech sheyevarech, ha'ochel mara tzorech sheyevarech. We know that we make a bracha on a mitzvah. So what's the chiddush here of habodeg tzorech sheyevarech? Why might we have thought that we wouldn't make a bracha? Anyone? I forgot to warn you in advance. This is participatory. Any suggestions? Okay, excellent. Shaul is telling us the interpretation of the Ritva here, number two. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Habodei Sershei Barich Teirish. Number two, the Ritva, right there. Itzrich Lashmeunan Mishum De'ikra Mitzvah Hainu Biyur. Because the main mitzvah is not the Bedikas Chametz. The main mitzvah is burning the Chametz. The ain hab tzedika elokatikon the hechsher. The apagav the vada tzedikim na torah v'yesh the b'chalas b'atzad l'osagiv l'avhachim yukom osim k'sakadai t'shlo yivarech l'b'shata v'yir kamash v'lan. What does the Ritva tell us? The mitzvah is not really to do bedikas chametz, to look for chametz. The mitzvah is to destroy the chametz. Proof is, if I do bedikas chametz, I search for all the chametz, I put it in a big pile in the middle of my living room and leave it there, I'm in big trouble. I haven't done a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to burn the chametz. The reason we do bedika is because we have to do bedika if we want to burn the chametz. We have to know where it is. We have to find it first. So we have to do bedika as a preparation for biur. What do we call this halachically when we do something as a preparation for another mitzvah? A hechsher mitzvah. Right? It's a preparatory stage for a mitzvah. And now we understand the chiddush of Rav Yehuda. Normally, when we prepare for a mitzvah, do we say a bracha or not? What's an example of something we do that's a hechsher mitzvah? Sukkah, great, building a sukkah, right? Even though, as it's been pointed out, building a sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah, which is even mentioned in the Torah. Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase Lecha. One of the levels of halachic interpretation is that we build a sukkah, we make a sukkah. Nonetheless, since the mitzvah is not making a sukkah, the mitzvah is built, living in the sukkah. Building the sukkah is merely a hechsher, it's just preparatory. There's no bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. Similarly, making tefillin. Okay? Many of us have built a sukkah, we've probably never made tefillin before. But if we go to a tefillin factory, the sofrim and all the workers sitting there making tefillin, they don't make a bracha. You make a bracha when you put on the tefillin, not when you make it. When you tie tzitzis, you don't make a bracha. This is the principle, which is found in Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. I apologize, I should have included it in the Makorah sheet. But, at the very least, I have an opportunity to discover why God invented palm pilots. For occasions like this, if you forget a Gemara. The Gemara Menachos of Mem Beis Amud Beis tells us that Kol Mitzvah Da'asiyotah Gemara Mitzvah Tzorech Levarech, Kol Mitzvah Da'asiyotah Lav Gemara Mitzvah Kigon Tzilin Eino Tzorech Levarech. Anything where you're Asiyotah Gemara Mitzvah, where you're completing a mitzvah, you're finishing, you're accomplishing the mitzvah, you say a bracha, like bris milah, and you do the bris milah, that's it, you're finished. Any action which is not the completion of the mitzvah, but merely preparatory, you don't say a bracha like writing tefillin. Say a bracha when you put it on, not for writing. So the Ritva now has a very nice explanation of the havamina of the Gemara. We might have thought there is no necessity to make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz because it's lava tiyasa Gemara mitzvah. It's not a full mitzvah, it's only preparatory, it's only a hesher mitzvah. So why should we make a bracha? Similarly, says the Rush, and says Rabbeinu David, the Rush even goes a little farther, and this is really another sugya, which we don't have time to properly address now, but the Rush suggests that even burning the chametz is not really the mitzvah. He suggests that the mitzvah of tashbishu seor mibateichem doesn't refer to our burning the chametz on Erev Pesach morning. Really, the whole thing is just preparatory to ensure that you don't violate the isser of bayura bayimase. It's just making sure you don't violate an isser. But whichever, it's its own sugya. What's the nature of the mitzvah of tashbishu? The footnotes of Rizal Meltzer on the Ramban and Sukh and Daf Dalet, he discusses this. But however we look at it, whether Bedikas Chametz is preparatory to the mitzvah saseg of burning chametz, tashbisu seor mibateichem and burn your chametz, or whether it's preparatory to making sure you don't violate the prohibition, the issue of owning chametz on Pesach, either way, it's merely a preparatory act. It's not a mitzvah in and of itself. It's not gemar mitzvah. It doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't complete anything. If so, we understand full well why we might have thought not to make a bracha. Here's the only problem. We understand so well why we might have thought we shouldn't make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz, that now we're stuck in the other direction. So why talking do we? We know why we needed Rabbi Yehuda's help here. I both searched the Yavarich on my own. My Gemara would have been missing this page. Right, so I was in Tanzania, the only copy of Shas was missing this page. The congregants had come and asked me, Rabbi, do I make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz? I would have said, no, it's only a Hesher Mitzvah. But Baruch Hashem, we have this page in our Gemara, Habodik Sarsi Yavarech. But why? Why should I make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz? It's not Gemar Mitzvah. It doesn't accomplish anything. It's only preparatory. So what's the answer? Anyone? Meaning? Okay, perhaps you made brachas on halachic actions. I think you're on the right path, but we still have to deal with the basic problem. Gemara Menachos says, a halachic action that's not a gemara mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. Right? Writing tefillin is a halachic action. It has to be written l'shma, it has to be written by a Jew. There's all kinds of rules about how you have to do it. Tying tzitzis is a halachic action. Tzitzis are puzzle. If you tie them the right way, l'shma, then they're kosher. But, and you're right, but still needs more explanation in the details, what makes this halachic action worthy of a bracha? Aha, excellent. So one possibility is that while Bedikas Chametz is not an inherently a mitzvah mida oraisa from the Torah, it's only a hechsher mitzvah, it's only preparing for destroying the chametz. But mida rabbanan, they made Bedikas Chametz an independent mitzvah in and of itself. Midrabanan, after all, we do make a bracha on a mitzvah drabanan, right? Such as eating maror nowadays is only a mitzvah drabanan, shaking a lulav and kolam oisukis is only a mitzvah drabanan, lighting Hanukkah candles. So maybe the reason we make a bracha is because midrabanan is a mitzvah. It doesn't accomplish anything. Midrabanan, it accomplishes fulfilling the mitzvah drabanan of Bedikas Chametz. The Rabbanan told you to do a bedika, you did a bedika. That's a mitzvah drabanan. That's one shot. Anyone want to suggest an alternate interpretation? But that's a double-edged sword, which we'll get to in just a moment. On the one hand, if you don't find anything, this is your last chance. On the other hand, if you don't find anything, you didn't really have to do Bedika in the first place. Maybe Igloi Milsa L'Hafreya, that the whole Bedika was a waste of time, which we'll get to in a moment. Beautiful, and we're certainly going to address that question. I would just point out that Rabbeinu David, we'll read it one moment. This will be Rabbeinu David's second interpretation, but let's see if we can work a little more on it first. Look at number four, Chiddush Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David Banfil is a Talmud of the Ramban's famous. His Talmud Rabbeinu David is not as famous. We only have his kiddushim on a handful of mesechtas, and to the best of my knowledge, they're only popularly studied on the mesechtas Pesachim. But Rabbeinu David takes here two approaches. Really, here he gets to the core of what Bedikas Chamitz is as a halachic entity. Two approaches to Bedikas Chamitz. Am Rabbi Yehuda Marav HaBodek Tzarech Sheyevarech Lomar Shetzarech Levarech Al HaBdika. Number four. Shelo Tomer HaMitzah Einu Ela B'Shas HaBiyur She'ilu Badak Lo Biyur Lo Asa Klum. Don't say, like we were thinking, that the mitzvah is only to do Biyur, Bedikas is merely preparatory. Kamashmon Rabbi Yehuda Shabodek Levarech Shu Tchilas HaMitzvah Shot number one. The first shot of Rabbeinu David tells us that, how does he answer the question? The question was, how can we make a bracha on Bedikas Chametz if Bedikas Chametz is not the real mitzvah? So what does he answer? Are we really making a bracha on Bedikas Chametz? What's his first shot? We're really making a bracha on Bir Chametz. He said our question was right all along. Really, the bracha is not on the bedikah. The bracha is on beer. Someone bring me a proof the bracha is on beer. Easiest proof? It says al beer coming, right? He says we don't say al bedikah coming. We say al beer coming. So really, our question was right all along. There is no bracha on bedikah coming. The bracha is only on beer coming. So why do we say the bracha bishas bedikah? So the answer is, to tchilat hamitzvah, bedikah is the beginning of beer, unlike other hechsher mitzvahs, unlike building a sukkah, which is not necessarily the beginning of living in the sukkah. You can build the sukkah a long time in advance, and one guy can build the sukkah, someone else sits in the sukkah, you can build the sukkah, change your mind, decide not to sit in it. Unlike writing tefillin, a guy writes tefillin over there, someone else puts them on in Australia 2 years later. But bedikah coming, you're right, it's a hechsher mitzvah, but it's a hechsher mitzvah which is so close to the fulfillment of the mitzvah itself. The night before you search for it, you pick up this piece of chametz, and this same piece of chametz you burn tomorrow morning. So what Rabbeinu David says in his first shot is that really the bracha is on beer chametz, but you're allowed to make the bracha a little early when you start getting ready for beer by doing bedikah. You're not allowed to make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah and then years later make a bracha on the mitzvah itself. But if you want to make one bracha on the mitzvah, just make it a little earlier, a few hours, 12 hours earlier when you start the bedikah. You'll make the bracha on the future beer tomorrow morning. That's fine. As long as that bracha is, as they would say in halachic terms, mitzurah, is connected to the beer that's going to happen in the end. So the first shot of Rabbeinu David says, there is no bracha on bedikah chametz per se qua bedikah. The bracha is on beer chametz. We just say it a little early when we start the process through bedikah. And the proof is, al beer chametz. That's one shot. However, his second shot is, onomar, sha'amru tzarech levarech lefnei habedikah shehi midrabanan. Kvo sha'amru amadlik yerchanika tzarech levarech tein mikro migilam shukai levarech v'achom leishen mitzvah shal devreyem v'machlok esein echom levarech v'nolein zi isabarek v'lulav harav v'moshe barash nusham. His second shot is that no, the bracha is on the bedikah qua bedikah. Oh, it's not a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah midrabanan. Midrabanan is a mitzvah. And then what's the chiddush? He has a new version of the chiddush. The chiddush is you make a bracha on a mitzvah drabanan, which is obvious to us, but it's not so obvious to the machlokes in Perek Lulav HaRava. And if you look right there, Daf Mem Hei Sukkah works out very beautifully. The man to Omar who says you make a bracha on a mitzvah drabanan is Rabbi Yehuda. Right here, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says, "Abodei Tzarech Sheyevarech." So it's the same sheet that you make a bracha on a mitzvah drabanan. Ah, beautiful. Okay. Hold that thought for just half a second. Half a second rabbi time, which means 5 minutes. You're lucky I didn't say 5 minutes. We have two ways, then, of understanding the bracha, but not just the bracha, the essence of the mitzvah status of Bedikas Chametz. Again, shot number one of Rabbeinu David. The mitzvah is really beer. It's a mitzvah from the Torah, Tashbitu Tzor Mibateichem, of beer chametz. We just make the bracha at the beginning of the process in bedikah. Shot number two, no, the mitzvah is bedikah. Oh, where did it say bedikah is a mitzvah? Midrabanan, bedikah is a mitzvah. We make a bracha on the bedikah. That's midrabanan. Now, the obvious question is, what about the language of the bracha? What about the text? The text is al beer chametz. Al Bir Chameis sounds to me like the mitzvah on the beer. And that works very beautifully with the first shot of Rabbeinu David, as he himself pointed out, that the bracha is on the burning chametz the next morning. We're just making it a little early. If you say, however, the bracha is on bedika as an independent mitzvah drabanan, so how do you justify the language of beer? Good question. Now, here's a tough, I hate to say trivia questions about the Torah, because nothing in the Torah is trivia, but here's a tough question. Is there any place in the Chumash that the root word beer is used and it doesn't mean destruction? Look at the Maram Chalava, number 5. Amar Rav Yehuda Habodek Sar Sheyavarit. Haimim time with the Tatinu Rav Baruch Ala B'dika V'lola Bittol Mishum the B'dika Dor Raito Bittol Dor Abonim Stiv Nile'el Umay Dim Avarit Loshon Beer Lav Loshon Sreifah. He says the language of beer is not a language of Sreifah. The halosarif way, because you're not burning it tonight, you're burning it tomorrow. Ela loshon bedika hu. The Maram Cholava says beer means bedika, not treifa. Who says al beer chametz means on the destruction of chametz? Al beer chametz, according to the Maram Cholava, means on the searching for chametz. How can beer mean searching? The loshon biarti hakodesh min habayis. The lashon of the Arti HaKodesh min Abayis. We'll come back to the rest of Maram Cholava in a moment. Torah says, Parsh Kisavo, Ki Sechalel, Laser, Tomasar, Tzvaskol, Hashanah, Shal, Shishas, Amaser, Vinatatel, Alibi, Lagel, Laitom, Lalav, Achluv, Shrecham, Zaveu, Vyar, Martal, Pnei, Hashem, Elokecha. You say the Vidoy Meister every 3.5 years. And in the Beit HaMikdash, Be Arti HaKodesh min Abayis. I have removed all of the Kodesh, all of the sanctified portions of the food, the Meister, Truma, etc., etc., from my house. Now what does that mean? It doesn't mean I destroyed them. Chas v'shalom. It's the right to burn Truma and Meister and Bikurim, etc. What it means is that I looked through my house, I collected all the Trumos and Maestros, etc., and the Arti HaKodesh Min Abayis, V'gam Nisatiz La'Levi V'Lager La'Yisom V'Lamanach V'Chomot V'Chosh Yeti Gisani V'Chuli V'Chuli. And I gave it to other people. So the Arti doesn't mean destroy it, because I was with beer, and then I gave it to the other people. The Arti means I looked through my house and took it all out of my house. I went through every nook and cranny, went through the back of my pantry, and I found some Truma, and I gave it to the Kohen. So Maram Cholava says the Arti might mean searched for and moved, but not destroyed. So that's how we can answer the text if you say the mitzvah is bedika per se. So that is interesting. That is actually quite controversial and ties in a little to the issue I hinted at when we mentioned the rush earlier. There seems to be a machlokas rishonim whether the mitzvah tashbishus or mibotechem requires us to go out and do an active process of destruction of chametz. Or not. Or as long as we don't have any in the end, that's okay. So there seems to be a machlokas rishonim whether I have to destroy chametz, or it's good enough to sell to a guy and just make sure I don't have any. The minhag is that we actually sell some chametz to a guy, but destroy some chametz. The Minchas Chinuch actually deals with this explicitly, and he suggests, I guess you could say Paskin, but he suggests that since we're not sure, it's better to be makir and a safi doraisa, and one should dafka destroy chametz on Erev Pesach. So there may very well be, I realize not pashat, there may very well be, but let's assume, for the first shot of Rabbeinu David, there's actually a mitzvah to destroy chametz per se, which is the sheet of many Rishonin, the Bali Tosos, primary among them, although it gets a little complex, I am in the rush number 3. There's another way to address this also, which is based on the Rambam. Number 6, the Rambam is an interesting shot. He says maybe the reason we use the lashon of beer chametz is because bedika itself is the mitzvah. But with bedika, we do something else. What do we do with the bedika? We do bichl, right? Open up your master, asher k'shem zolz zonu al beer chametz, search your house, and say, kol chamir v'chamia de'ika v'shusei, right? De'lo chamitah, de'lo chazitah, de'lo v'yartah, de'vatah v'levi hefker ka'afr da'ara. The Rambam actually points out, it's not obvious, but the Rambam holds that bittul does not have to be verbalized. Bittul chametz is in your mind. It's a mental state, not a mental act. And therefore, the Rambam holds that anyone who does bedikas chametz is ipso facto being mevatel chametz. Because if I'm searching after it to destroy it, obviously I don't want it. Therefore, the Rambam says, anyone who does Bedikah is automatically doing Bittul, and maybe that would justify the Lashon of Bior, because if every Bedikah has with it a Bittul, and Bittul is a destruction of Chametz, so that would justify why even Bedikah we get the bruch of al-bir chametz. The Rambam says number 6, v'cheinu v'arach al-bir chametz, bein shabbat v'achim, bein shabbat v'achirim, shemishashi v'amar v'liba l'vatel, nasas mitzvah bir, kodashi yivdok, v'ashis bar bin komo. We say the lashon al-bir chametz, which means we've already done the mitzvah, because the moment you start doing bedikah, you have decided you don't want the chametz, which the mental state, ipso facto, mental state of bittul, and therefore you've been mevar the chametz. That's an excellent question. Why don't you say Shechiyanu on Bir Chametz? And I don't recall offhand any Makoros that deal with this, but one might say that since it's part of the celebration of the Chag HaPesach, you yose with the Shechiyanu that you say the first night of Pesach. You yose with the Shechiyanu say the first night of Pesach, similar to what we do by Sukkot. The Gemara says explicitly in the second Sukkah that you should say Shechiyanu when you build the Sukkah because it's a new object, but yet we're yose with the Shechiyanu the first night. So it could be also that we're yose with the Shechiyanu the first night. Even though it's a separate mitzvah, but since it's part of the Yontif, after all, Mas is a separate mitzvah, and Haggadah is a separate mitzvah, and Morar at one time is a separate mitzvah, the Raisa now is a separate mitzvah, the Rabbanan, and yet we don't say a separate Shechiyanu on these things. The only time we say a Shech, but this is certainly, even because even Sfirsa Omer, some Rishonim say we don't say Shechiyanu because we're Yotir Pesach, but this is certainly more complex for sure, and this also depends on the Machlosi, Tosas, and the Ran, at the towards the end of Maseches towards the end of Maseches Sukkah, whether you say Shechiyanu on all mitzvot that come from time to time or only on ones with a particular joy to them, could very well be that the Bir Chametz doesn't deserve a Shechiyanu because if you hold by Tosfos that you only say Shechiyanu on joyful mitzvot, there's no joy in Bir Chametz. That's a chore. Go home and ask your wife. It's a chore to do Bir Chametz. It's not a joy. The joy comes later. So that may be the Takana Drabanan, which Rashi, the first Rashi and the first Tosfos and the Sechus Sachem deduced from the Gemara. There's a funny Girsi Shvola Elekin has it explicitly in the Gemara Daf Vav, but most Rishonim deduce it from the Gemara that even though the right to Bittul Bial Masagi, the Gemara Daf Vav implies there's a special rule that Chachamim made for reasons which I won't go into now, but look at the first Rashi and Tosfos in the Sefer Pesachim. There's a special Takana Drabanan made that even though you could get away with Bittul, we don't trust, we don't rely on Bittul, and we pretend we don't rely on the Bittul when we do whatever would have been necessary to do in lieu of Bittul. Look at the first Rashi and Tosfos in the Sechus Sachim, and look at the Ran there, and that's the whole Leibed Sugya right there. That's a very Leibed Sugya. Very fascinating. That's gonna require a little more thought on my part. So that's a very fascinating idea, though. Okay, let's remember what we're up to for a moment. We've seen two approaches to explaining why we make a bracha and consider Bedikas Chametz a mitzvah. Number one, the real mitzvah is Bir Chametz. This is just the beginning of the Bir process. Number two, Bedika is itself independently a mitzvah, midrabanan. We explain the lashon of the bracha according to each shot. If the real bracha is going on the beer, then we say al beer chametz. If the real mitzvah is the bedika, then we have to explain this lashon of beer, either like Maran Chalava, that beer means bedika, or like the Rambam, that beer is referring to the bittul that accompanies the bedika. Now let me ask you a very, very simple question. What might be a nafka mina, or ramification, of this chakira? In what case would the whole explanation that Bedik is the beginning of the process of Bir not really make any sense? In what case, Agu Bedika, would it be hard to say that it's the beginning of destroying Chamit? If you don't find any Chamit. Excellent, right? Nowadays, right, we clean up the whole house before Pesach, etc., right? Your wife's been working for since Purim already, scrubbing every room. By the time Bedikas Chamit comes about, there is no Chamit left. So what happens if there's no Chamit left? Now, hold on a second. If Bedikah is an independent mitzvah, if there's a separate mitzvah during the Rabbanan of Bedikah, then that's fine. I'm doing the mitzvah of Bedikah, I could say a bracha. But if we say, like the first shot of Rabbeinu David, that the bracha is not on the Bedikah, the mitzvah is really only beer, then if I don't find any chametz and there's no beer, then what aveira will I have committed? A bracha l'atola. Hold on a second. Bracha l'atola. What's going on here? So, anyone think of a way to solve this problem? Put the chametz out. Great. So do we have to solve this problem or not? So let's look at some of the Rishonim. Number 7 is Shilta Givorim, quoting the Riyadh, in the beginning of Sukkim. Habodik is a chametz. Mivarech Kodesh Yashko Livdok, Asher Kisham Zot Zonu Al Mitzvah Seir, Ve'achar Kach Holech U'Bodek, with Pardes Kassav, quoting the Sefer of Pardes, which is a Talmud of Rashi, U'Vetikar HaRishon Shemotei Mivarech, but he himself thinks Lashem Rishon Iker, Shemar Levarech Neshamachlos, Asma Darvin, Yimtza Lilo Yimtza, Chein Haya Minhag, Mori Gein Arab, the Tosos Reb, Chein Kassav Reina Moshe. The Sefer of Pardes said that you don't make a bracha when you start the Dika. No, you start your bedikas chametz, get out your flashlight, candle, feather, whatever, what have you, and you don't make any bracha. You wait till you find chametz. If you find chametz, you make a bracha. And if you don't find chametz, you don't make a bracha. You can only make a bracha if you find chametz. That's one solution. Wait till you find chametz. The easier solution is just to put out chametz beforehand. And that's what the Ramah quotes from many, many Rishonim, number 8, Haggah. The minhag is to put out pieces of chametz where you'll find them. Nowadays, many people put out 10 pieces of Kabbalah. So then it won't be a bracha l'atala. Now, do you really need to put out chametz? Do you need to either take the advice of the Sefer Pardes and not make a bracha until you find chametz? Or make it easier and more pleasant, take the advice of this minhag of the Ramah, put out 10 pieces of chametz so you'll know you won't be making a bracha l'atala. Is that necessary? So that depends on these two pshatim of Bedikas Chametz. If the bracha is only on beer chametz, if the real mitzvah is only beer chametz, then you need to put out pieces of bread to make sure that you're going to do beer chametz. Otherwise, bracha l'atala. But if the mitzvah is Bedikas Chametz per se, as a mitzvah drabanan, then you're yoseh mitzvah Bedikas Chametz with bread or without bread. It doesn't matter if you find anything. You've still done the Bedikas Chametz. How do we paskin? The Shilta Gevorim that we ugly in the end said, we read it, Lashem Rishonikar, no, just make the bracha even without pieces of bread. The mitzvah is just to do Bedika. Likewise, Baram Kolava said, the last line and a half, number 5, the Hiltach, Yosem Amizel, the Minag Anoshish, Mazminos, Chomets, Bishas, Bedika, Kadei Shilta, Bracha Latala, the Lav Minagu, Deina Bracha, Lachipo, Sabedika, Vein Matza, Vein Lo Matza. Baram Kolava said, this Minag of women to put out pieces of bread, no, it's not necessary. You don't have to keep that Minag. The myth is to look for chametz, whether you find it or not. And the Ramah says at the end of number 8, Mihu and lo nasa mo'ike, if you didn't put out pieces of bread, it's not a big deal, it's fine. The das kolad miracle of our nimsa. No, in your das, when you make the brachos, you'll destroy chametz if you find. If not, not, it's fine either way. So it seems to me that the shita that you have to put out pieces of bread, but we paskin, it's a nice minhag. I'm not telling you to not keep minhagim, we all keep minhagim. But me'ikra din, strictly, you don't have to put out pieces of bread. So it seems to be that the minhag of some people, of the minhag that we are keep, that's mentioned by the Riyadh and by the women in the time and the Maram Chalav and by the Ramah, holds that the myth is beer chametz. The bracha is just in the beginning of beer, so you better put out pieces of bread so you'll have what to do with iron. But me'ikra din, we paskin, you don't strictly need to put out pieces of bread. Because we pass in the mitzvah is just the act of bedika as a mitzvah drabanan, and therefore you're yotzei the mitzvah and you're yotzei the bracha, whether you find bread or not. However, it's not so pashut. The Mishnah Brura leaves even our psak halacha as an open question. Again, our halacha, our minhag is that the minhag is to put out pieces of bread, but the halacha is you don't need to put out pieces of bread. Why not? Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Umiyu etc. Cholik al zed the ein kan shas brachel of atola the chen who a mitzvah livdo kachomei to lachapes acharav shema yimsa the imlo yimsa in the kachlom. The first shot of the Mishnah Berura says you don't strictly have to put out pieces of bread because the mitzvah is just to look for chomei. If you find, you find. If not, not. The mitzvah is the bedika per se. But then the taz throws us a curveball. Says, but the Taz, the Mishnah Berura himself in his first shot, says the mitzvah is the bedika per se. Whether you find something or not, the mitzvah is the bedika. Then the Taz says, no, the mitzvah is beer. The mitzvah is the beginning of beer. So why can you make the bracha even if there are no pieces of bread out? Because even if you don't put pieces of bread out for the bedika, you still save some chametz for breakfast. And even if you're not going to find anything in the bedika, you're still going to burn tomorrow the chametz left over from tomorrow's breakfast. So you still have some chametz in the house to burn. And therefore, since you still have some chametz in the house to burn, it's not a bracha levatala, because you'll end up doing beer chametz. And even though you'll say, what does the bedika I'm doing now have to do with the beer of chametz tomorrow? Since after the beer there's a halacha, mashe mishayi yanikenu b'tzina, as part of bedika chametz, the Mishnah says, whatever you save for breakfast tomorrow morning, at the end of bedika, you put in a, close up in a special cabinet so it doesn't fall and scatter crumbs all over the place. Therefore, you're really starting the process of beer, which will culminate in burning the leftover breakfast chametz tomorrow. So, just to summarize, and I'll take the question. If you say that the mitzvah is really beer chametz, and bedika is just the beginning of beer, then you should have to put out pieces of bread, like the minhag mentioned by the Ramah and the Sefer Paradei. If you say the mitzvah is the bedika per se, then you don't put out pieces of bread, just make the bracha, you're doing the bedika. How logically, what do we say? Unclear. The minhag is to put out chametz. The din is you can make a bracha even without putting out chametz. But there's machlokes why. The first day of the Mishnah Berura says you can make a bracha without putting out chametz because the mitzvah is just the bedika. Mitzvah draw a button of bedika. But the Taz says you can make a bracha without putting out chametz because the mitzvah is beer. But even if you don't put out chametz, you have some chametz in the closet to do beer on. Very good. I think that might very well be enough, at least potentially enough to mean that if the real mitzvah is a beer chametz, then if you forget to make a bracha on the bedika, you make a bracha on the beer.
Right.
But if the real mitzvah is the bedika,
right,
then it could probably go either way. So you could say the real mitzvah is the bedika, but there's also a mitzvah of beer, or the real mitzvah is the bedika, and like the Rosh says, there's no mitzvah of beer. So that could go either way, but that's a very nice enough gemina. Beautiful. Just hold that thought for a few moments. Okay, you stole the end. Let's just discuss for a moment, though, another nafkamina or two of this chakira. There might be other cases where you do a bedika that doesn't lead to a mitzvah beer chametz. For example, the Rishonim discussed, the Rama mostly. What about bedika done later than the proper time? What if you forget to do bedika? So the first Mishnah, if you forget to do bedika, you do it later in the moed, you do it after the moed. It's not clear what that means. Machlokas Rashi and Tosos, but the Rambam says, number 10, Kishebodek achomet v'lele arbasor v'yom arbasor v'toch haregel, mivorech kodem shiasko livdok, baruch lo shalom kinem achomet shem kishom tzot zvanu al b'yor chomet. Number 10, if you do bedika on time, Monday night, or Sunday night, sorry, on time Sunday night, or Monday morning, or you forgot both of those times and you do it during Yom Tov, you say a bracha. But if you forget to do bedika all Pesach and you search for chametz after Yom Tov, why? Because you want to get rid of all the chametz of a little Pesach so you won't eat it. Then you do bedika without a bracha. What's shan this Rambam? Why should you do bedika without a bracha just this after Pesach? So this, whether this Rambam is correct or not, might very well depend on the question we raise. If the reason we make a bracha on bedikas chametz is because bedikas is a mitzvah per se, then either bedikas is a mitzvah or it's not. If you have to do bedikas, it's a mitzvah, and you should say a bracha whenever you do bedikas. The Rambam probably holds, and this is definitely how the Noda Yehuda understands from number 11, the Rambam holds that no, the bracha is not on the bedikas per se. The bracha is on the bedikas as the beginning of the process of beer. And therefore, before Pesach, when you have to destroy, the mitzvah to destroy chametz, you make a bracha. On Pesach, the note of Yehuda and the Dayak from the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of tashbisu to destroy chametz, you make a bracha. After Pesach, there's definitely no mitzvah to destroy chametz. Whatever, you don't, can't eat it, chametz shavu'ah of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to destroy it. So therefore, the tzedakah is no longer worthy of a bracha. So this Rambam might depend on the two pshatim of Avinu David. If the bracha, the mitzvah, is bedikah per se, you should make a bracha on any bedikah, even if it's done on Chav Zayin Nisan. But if the bracha is on bedikah at the beginning of beer, then you only make a bracha when you still have an opportunity for a mitzvah beer during Pesach. After Pesach, it's too late, and you don't make a bracha anymore. A similar ramification might be found in the other direction chronologically. What if you do an early bedikah? This is not an uncommon thing. Many of us go away for Pesach nowadays. So if you go away for Pesach on Monday morning, then you did your bedikah on time the night before. What if you go away for Pesach a day or two or a week or a month or 6 months early? What if you have what if you have another home and you bedikah on that second home? You don't always have to. It depends. If you leave your second home before Purim, and you're not planning to be back to collect your Pesach, you're puffed from bedikah. But what if you have a vacation home and you leave it 29 days before Pesach to do a bedikah? Do you say a bracha or not? And that is a big machlokas among the Rishonim. If you look at number 12 and 13, the Meiri says, "V'chol elu shabokin kol hazman yishomu she'in nevorchim, see she'in nishasa mitzol, mi orah vasav yishomu she'in nevorchim, ve'in nirakein." The Meiri brings the machlokas. If you do bedikah earlier than Leil Yudalit, do you say a bracha or not? The Ritva number 13 himself has a third shita, the Dasar Ozal, the Kosh Zakhir Lavar and Bar Ala Beer, Venir Nadvar and Tokhlam and Yom Davka. The Ritva thinks it depends. If it's within 30 days of the Pesach, you make a bracha, it's not, not. So there's three opinions here, and then we'll see how we pop it. One opinion says, whatever you do, B'dikas Chametz, you make a bracha. One opinion says, you only make a bracha on Leil Yudalit Nisan. If you do it early, there's no bracha. And the Ritva says, if you do it after Purim, you make a bracha. Do it before Purim, more than 30 days in advance, you don't make a bracha. How do we paskin? If you look at number 14, which is the title of 14, is the bottom of this page, but the text is the top of the next one. The Shulchan Aruch paskin, Tamas Farish, Miyabosha Liyam, O Yosei B'Shayara, Ve'enem Aniyach Aveisem, Shiyivdo Toshlo Shimyon, Zokit Levayer. If you're leaving home within 30 days of Pesach, then you have to do, sorry, Zokit Levayer, you have to do B'dikas Chametz. So halacha l'maisa, if you leave home before Sunday night, before Leil Bedikah, you have to do Bedikah the night before you leave, but without a bracha. So why don't we make a bracha on this Bedikah? Why don't we make a bracha if we do Bedikah 12 days in advance? A personal example. I live in Eretz Yisrael, as Phil was kind enough to mention. I left home Wednesday night to fly to America for Pesach so I could be at this Kol Yom Rishon and a few other things. The Wednesday night before I left home, right, cab was coming 2 a.m., take me to the airport. So, when it got dark outside, more or less, I started the bedikah. But it was a full, four nights in advance. So I did the bedikah without a bracha. Why didn't I make a bracha? Why isn't it a real mitzvah if you do bedikah early? Anyone want to explain it based on what we've learned? Why shouldn't I make a bracha if I do bedikah chametz earlier? Aha! There's a time gap between bedikah and the beer. Not only that, there's no real beer yet. Think about it. If I do bedikah on the night before Pesach, let's say I do bedikah the night before Pesach, I find a lot of chametz. What am I going to do with it? Burn it. What if I do bedikah last Wednesday night, and I found a bag of pretzels, and I found a bag of crackers, and I found lots of chametz. What am I going to do with it? I'm going to eat it, right? I'll take it on the plane with me and have my kids eat it on the plane and leave a mess all over the plane. So that's the American Airlines problem and not mine, which is exactly what happened. But they were, it's okay, they had a good attitude about it. There is no beer. So that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah explains in number 15, below Yavarich Az V'chuli. The Echashem Bodek V'leil Yadalid Tiknu Levarich Al Beer Chameis L'Vishamashu Motiv Dikosu Masniel Kdei Levaro L'Machar Nimsa Davdiku Ascholat Habir Masha Enkein Tan Shlo Yavaro Mena Olam Yishtamish Bokshar Yonim Elo Shemafneyu Mi Vayaseh. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah Berurah says, if the bracha was on the mitzvah Gdika per se, if the Dika per se was a mitzvah, then whenever you did the Dika, you'd say a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says, how do we paskin seem? The Mishnah Berurah seems to lean towards paskin. So we say, no, the bracha is not on Bedika per se. Bedika per se is not a mitzvah. The bracha is merely on the beer, on burning the chametz. So if I do Bedika Sunday night, I'm going to burn the chametz, I say a bracha. If I did Bedika last week, and I'm going to feed the chametz to my kids, then what bracha is there? It's not beer chametz at all. I'm just removing it from the house. But there's no albir chametz, I'm not going to end up destroying this, so it's not a real mitzvah. So, now, this is not so pashut. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, tries to deny this, number 16. And he says, V'albadika zulo yivarech albir chametz, k'der shem varech albadika zel yudalet, k'em shem v'zmani kori shetiknu lo chachamim, dayne lel yudalet. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav wants to say, no, we passed in the mitzvah's badika per se. So why didn't you make a bracha if you did badika earlier? Still a mitzvah, because it's not the iter mitzvah the way Chazal were mitakin it. Chazal were mitakin lo yudalid. You're doing the way which is not the iter way Chazal were mitakin. Therefore, it's not a real mitzvah. So he tries to defend the side of the hakira, the approach that sees the mitzvah as zika per se. But the simple shot should be with the Mishnah Berurah. Simple shot we would have said if the mitzvah was the zika per se, it's the takana drabanan. Then you say a bracha whenever you do bedika, whenever you're halachically obligated to do bedika, even if it's tesai and adar. But if the bracha is on the beer, the real mitzvah is just beer, then you can say a bracha on leil yudalid because you're going to be mevayer the next day. But you can't say a bracha on leil yud nisan or hey nisan or chaf tes adar because you're not going to mevayer anything. You're just going to feed the chametz you find to your kids. Okay, that's beautiful. I want you to just hold that thought for one moment, and then I'm going to pick up on what you said, and this gentleman whose name I never learned mentioned a few moments ago. Let's just review what we've seen so far. Habodei Tzarchi Yavarech. We would have thought there's no bracha b'dikas chametz because it's just a hechsher mitzvah. But it turns out there is a bracha b'dikas chametz. We treat b'dikas chametz as a mitzvah. Why? Rabbi Nedarim gave us two explanations. Either it's a mitzvah per se, as a takana drabanan, or it's the beginning of the mitzvah of beer. What were the nafkaminas? What difference does this make? Number one, how to explain the language. If it's the beginning of beer, we understand the lashon al beer chametz. If it's a mitzvah in and of itself, we might say, like Maram Chalava, that beer means not destruction, but searching for it. Number two, you have to put out pieces of bread. If it's a mitzvah of bedika in and of itself, you don't have to put out pieces of bread, you did a bedika. But if it's just the beginning of the process of beer, then you should have to put out pieces of bread because it'll be a bracha l'atama unless you find some bread to be mevayer. And on Alakul Amaisa, our minute is to put out pieces of bread, but strictly we don't have to. But that could be because the mitzvah is bedika per se, or because you still have some bread for breakfast. Number three, what about post-Pesach bedika? If the bracha and the mitzvah is bedika per se, anytime you halakhically have to be bedika, you should say a bracha. But if the bracha is really on the beer and the bedika is a lead into the beer, then after Pesach, when it's too late to do beer, there should be no bracha, which is the sheet of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. And number four, what about pre-Pesach? Bezika, which is a machlokas rishonim, and we paskin there's no bracha on pre-Pesach Bezika. So again, if you say the mitzvah Bezika per se of the Takanas Rabbanan, then you should have to say a bracha on any Bezika, even pre-Pesach, unless you say the Shulchan Aruch Rav. But if you say the mitzvah is the beer, and the bezika is the beginning of beer, then our halacha makes perfect sense. There's no bracha on a bezika a week in advance, because you're not going to admire what you find. Now, we're just left with maybe some of us have one thought that's bothering us in the back of our mind. If you say the mitzvah is really beer, and you say the bracha on bezika is the beginning of beer, that's wonderful. The bracha is bezika the beginning of the beer process. But if the mitzvah drabbanan is bezika per se, and you're making a bracha on bezika per se, it's still a little funny. Yes, it's a takana drabbanan to do bezika, but where's the gemar mitzvah? So what are you accomplishing? What are you completing? What does bezika really accomplish in and of itself? Even if it's a mitzvah drabbanan to do bezika, it's not clear what that accomplishes. After all, if you do bezika and you don't do beer, you're still in trouble. So the answer might be, that's a mitzvah to do bezika. But could it be something else? Could it be the mitzvah to do bezika? But there's more to it than just doing bezika. Maybe there's something hidden there in bezika. There is some gemar mitzvasa. Maybe there is some accomplishment, some finality in bezika. What would that be? To answer that, we just have to make one more chakira, ask one more question. If I were to ask you, what is the, as they say in yeshiva, the chesa, the object of bezika chametz? What would you answer based on the words bezika chametz? The chametz. You got to search for the chametz. But is that so pashut? Is this so pashut that the object of bezika chametz is the chametz? Is there another candidate? The house. Is the mitzvah to search for chametz, or is the mitzvah to search your house? Now, you think chametz. What does the house have to do with anything? But anyone want to give me a clue why we might bring a house into this? So a pasuk? Is that true? You don't have to search your car? Says Mefurish in Rabbi Eider, which is almost as authoritative as our scroll. Right? Our scroll is Halacha Moshe Mitzvah. Rabbi Eider is like Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. But says you have to search your car. Now, why does Rabbi Eider say you have to search your car? So is that just because he's looking for chumra? No. The Shulchan Aruch says, do I have this line of Shulchan Aruch? Sorry, I don't have this line of Shulchan Aruch, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskin in the Ramah and Siman Taf Lamed Gimel, we're running a little low on time, so I won't read it inside for you, but the Ramah and Siman Taf Lamed Gimel Paskin, that if you don't have a house, then you search your pockets of your clothing, or as we would say nowadays, your suitcase, instead. There is a Chiyuv Bezika even outside of your house. After all, you've got to make sure you get rid of your chametz. But let's see this Magen Ha'elef. Number 17, the Magen Ha'elef of Rav Yonasan Ivishit says, we'll just read the second line, or rather the second paragraph. Umashu Yized, the Adam She'im Mocheder, how about someone without a room, without a house? Even though the Ramah paskin that if you don't have a house, you search your pockets, you search, I guess they would have some place in their sleeves they would put little pieces, you search your suitcases, you search your car, you search your motorcycle, but mikol makom einim mevarech aleihem. Then lo kein shabbos, he's a melem varech. He's medayik that yes, you have to search something that's not a house, but there's no bracha. All of a sudden, going back to the theme we started with. Yes, you have to search for chametz everywhere. Searching for chametz is everywhere. But the bracha is only if you search a house, if you search a cheder. This Magen Ha'elef, which is paskin as halacha by the Mishnah Berurah as well, seems to hint to us a new angle. Maybe the reason we make a bracha is not because we're looking for chametz. Looking for chametz we do without a bracha. Right? If someone's homeless, Rechmana Litzlan, or someone's on a vacation, and all they have is a suitcase, they search their suitcase for chametz, but without a bracha. You only make a bracha if you search a house. Maybe somehow this takanas rabbanan has to do with searching a house. That's when it's a real mitzvah in and of itself, when you search a house. Another raya to this could be brought from the Ran, number 18. The Ran paskins, and mishi yesh bo harbi batim livdo. Ein mevarech al bracha akas, to the meaning of nishchita, shein mevarech al bracha akas, heimot harbi. The command of Amr Shem Sokhbin, Bedika, Labdika, Chozer Mavarech. The Ram says, what if you have two houses? And you search both of them. I have two houses. I search both of them. I make one bracha and search two houses. What if I talk in between the two houses? So there's a yesh omrim that if I talk between the two houses, I have to make another bracha. Just like if I talk between two shechitas or between two tefillins, I have to make another bracha. But the Ram says, no, it doesn't make sense. The lesser, he says, not true. It's only one mitzvah. The Ram says, what do you mean if you talk between two houses, you make another bracha? It's all one mitzvah, v'dika. Why should we have to make another bracha on another house if it's all one mitzvah? So what does the Yesh Omrim hold? Apparently the Yesh Omrim holds two houses is two mitzvahs. Now hold on a second. What if I'm searching one house and I talk in the middle? Then I don't have to say another bracha. If I find one piece of chametz and I talk and then find another piece of chametz, I don't say another bracha. Every piece of chametz is not another mitzvah, but according to the Yesh Omrim, every house is another mitzvah. If I talk between this side of the room and that side of the room, that's all one mitzvah. It's okay. If I talk between this loaf of bread and that loaf of bread, it's all one mitzvah. But if I talk between this house and that house across the street, then I have to make another bracha, because each house is a separate mitzvah. Apparently, the mitzvah status of b'dikas chametz derives from the house. As it says in the pasuk, Tashvitu Sa'or, Mi Batechem, and Rosh Shurma from Lord of Zvani even suggests that Mi Doraisa, you're not trying to get rid of chametz unless you have a house. And this is a big deal in the Shon, we won't go into it. Look at Rashi and Tosos and Daf Heyam Adveiz, the Masechet Sukkim. Maybe you really only have to get rid of chametz if you have a house, even on the Doraisa level. But certainly when it comes to the Dika, it seems like, again, the Magen Elif says you only make a bracha if you're searching a house, not a car or a suitcase. The Yesh Omrim or the Ram says you only need two brachas if you talk in between, if you have two houses. Because each house is the mitzvah. Mitzvah devolves upon the house. And we won't read this inside, but 19 and 20, this explains the peculiar Ramah, Magen Avraham. The Ramah says chametz is called lowest chazak isura. The Ramah says chametz does not have a cheskes iser. If you're not sure if the dika was done or not, there is no status quo of iser. The Magen Avraham objects and says there is a status quo of iser. It wasn't searched yet. It used to be not searched. That's a status quo of iser, a cheskes iser. The Makor Chayim of the Baal HaNesivo says back in the defense of Ramah, says, what do you mean? Of course there's no cheskes iser when it comes to bedika coming. Cheskes iser means you know there once was an iser. The whole point of bedika coming is you don't know if there's coming or not. So of course there's no cheskes iser. This is a classic 50-50 something. There might be chametz, there might not. There's no cheskes iser. So why does the Magen Avraham think there is a cheskes iser? So they explain in the Magen Avraham, why is there a cheskes iser? It's not a cheskes iser if there's chametz here. It's a cheskes iser that the house is a bayis she'eino baduk. The mitzvah of bedikas chametz is to create a bayis baduk, a searched house, a clean certified house. There's no cheskes iser of chametz because there may or may not be chametz. But the Magen Avraham says there is a cheskes iser on the bayis because the house as of yesterday was eino baduk, was an uncertified house, and the point of bedika is to make it a certified house, a bayis baduk. And if you don't know if that bayis eino baduk has become a bayis baduk or not, then it's standing. This cheskes iser has a status quo of iser. What we've seen then is a third approach to understanding the essential mitzvah status of bedikas chametz. Maybe it's not just, that's not just Rabbanan said do a bedika. No. And it's not that the bedika is the beginning of beer. It's that Rabbanan put a mitzvah on the bias. The bias, Chazal decreed, must be a bias budget. Must be a house that has a bedika that's certified chametz free. The mitzvah Rabbanan, perhaps even evolving from a doraita root of tashvitus or mivateichen, the inkamokam harech, the mitzvah derabbanan is to take a bayis she'eino baduk and turn it into a bayis baduk. And that's a gemar mitzvah. Now, because chametz is really gemar mitzvah, you finish, you completed the mitzvah. I haven't burned anything, so the matter is that I haven't burned the chametz. The house is now clean, because I put the chametz in a special marked off location. The house is now a clean house, it's a certified bayis baduk. And we found three proofs for this idea. The Magen Elif says you only make a bracha, and it's only a real mitzvah if you have a house. Otherwise, search for chametz, but it's not a real mitzvah. Number two, the rhyme. Each house is a separate mitzvah. If you talk, you got to make one bracha per house. And number three, the Magen Avraham, who says there's a cheskas iser mizika. What status quo iser is there? You don't know if there's chametz. Well, the chametz is no cheskas iser, but the house you know is uncertified. It's eno butter. And that's a cheskas iser. Just to conclude, I apologize, you'll have to ask me privately afterwards because I don't want to encroach upon the next speaker. Just to conclude then, we've seen these three approaches to bedikas chametz, and we've concluded that perhaps the chiyuv is on the house, so what bedikas chametz really is all about is the way we relate to the bias to the home. Tashvis se'or mi bateichem. This would actually fit in very well with the theme of Pesach. If you go back to the roots of Pesach, 3,000 odd years ago, what was it all about? The bias. The lakum and adam and asoil and ashtof elchem zuzot. It's about our home. We took the carbon Pesach, we used the blood to demarcate the boundary between our home, the Jewish home, and the rest of the world. The rest of the world is on the other side of that dam Pesach. Our Jewish home is unique because it's demarcated and bounded by the dam Pesach. It's lo yisein Pesach they so ad boker. We didn't leave our houses all night in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was all about Yetzias Mitzrayim started with the koach, the strength, the unique power of the Jewish home. And ad hayom hazeh, not only Pesach Mitzrayim, but Pesach Doros as well, those halachas that apply to Karban Pesach through the generations. There's a halacha called Seh Leveis Avos, which is Oraisa. Seh Leveis Avos, Seh Labayis. The Torah says, buy a Karban Pesach for the bayis, for the home, and for the family. And even ad hayom hazeh, we have an iser of lo sosim in abayis min abasar chusa, in Heir of Yomein, we'll practice this iser once again. You're not allowed to take carbon Pesach out of the chabura or the location, out of the unit of the home. The carbon Pesach must be eaten in the unit of the Jewish home. Apparently, the Pesach is about the beginning of the existence of Jews as a people and as Hashem's chosen people. It all starts, it doesn't start in the mikdash, it doesn't start in shul, it doesn't start with a lonely individual questing for God. It starts with the Jewish home, with the bayis. Es lo yesei Pesach, beiso sel leveis avo sel labayis. Everything starts, where did Judaism start from? We became a people of Pesach, we became a people building on the strength of the Jewish home. And maybe, the derech drush, one can add some content to bedikas chametz, if chametz, Chazal tell us in Sefer Brachos that chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. Chametz, which is puffed up, represents certain arrogance, which leads us away from Hashem. Chametz in the ancient world represented, look up Encyclopedia Britannica under baking, the inventors of chametz were the ancient Egyptians about 3,000 years ago during the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chametz represented all the allure and the pleasures of that outside society, which was based on technological advancement, and which had a lot to offer us, was very attractive, but morally, ethically, and spiritually bankrupt, as we know from ancient Egyptian society during the time you see it's a triumph. If that's what chametz represents, then the Jewish home has to be a bayis bodok mechametz. Bedikas chametz means we go through our homes and we search them out, and we cleanse that, we certify them, we make sure that these are Jewish homes and not chametzic homes. Not homes that have half assimilated or half acculturated into the chametz that's knocking down the door to get in, but Jewish homes are budget. We make our house into a different kind of house, into a different bayis, and that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to make sure that our home is that selah bayis, is ishbo yesim pesach beiso, is the Jewish home upon which we can then base 3,000 years ago, the Jewish home which serves as the strength which led us to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to make our homes the kind of Jewish homes which will lead us from Heir of Yameinu to the ultimate Geula, v'nochal sham and azvachim and avsachim, where we'll all be able to celebrate Pesach fully and properly together, v'Yerushalayim habnuya, chag kasher v'sameach. Thank you very much.